You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our last story of today, paleontologists digging near St. Bathans in central Otago have discovered a fossil that probably belonged to the Southern Hemisphere's oldest known swan species. The Bannockburn swan lived between 16 and 19 million years ago on Lake Manuherikia, a huge lake covering most of modern central Otago. I spoke to Paul Schofield, a senior curator of natural history and adjunct professor in paleontology in the geology department at the University of Canterbury, on the topic. And I started off by asking him about the discovery.
It's really quite exciting. We've been working at the site now for 20 years, and the majority of the bones that we find are fish, but we find a small number of duck bones from this giant lake, Lake Manuherikia, which used to extend over the entire area of central Otago. And this lake was about the same size as some of the Great Lakes in the US, and about six or seven times the size of Lake Taupo. And although we found lots of bones of other species of duck, that we've just found one identifiable bone of this very large duck-like swan, and we've named that Newbird Neocene Bannockburnensis, after the area, the Bannockburn Formation, the rocks in which it was found.
Scientists have discovered nine ancient waterfowl species at St. Bathans, but the Bannockburn swan is the largest that you've found.
Yes, that's correct. So other than waterfowl, we've also found flamingo-like birds. We've found eagle relatives. We've found crocodiles. We've found bats, even bizarre bats that had lost the power of flight and used to walk around on the forest floor. And this is just adding to our understanding of the bizarre landscape that used to be in New Zealand, where we had the swan-like bird living in this giant lake.
Is the knowledge surrounding the swan, is it quite still early days as far as what is confirmed and what's most definitely known about them?
Yeah, well, this is the nature of paleontology. Is at first we find just a few bones that enable us to work out what sort of animal we're talking about. And then gradually, as we go down every year and increase the number of digs and the amount of soil and sediment that we sieve, we find more and more bones, and that can give us all sorts of new information. For example, with one of the birds we found, a small bird like a pūkeko, we originally thought that it might be flying, but when we finally found the bones of the wing, we actually realised that it was probably a flightless bird. And so similarly with the swan, we found a single wing bone, the humerus of the wing, and that gives us a rough idea of how big the bird is, but it won't be until we find more elements of the skeleton that we can tell very much about it. For example, we don't know if it had a long neck like modern swans or whether or not it had a short neck like the goose.
Yeah, so I guess this would be quite an exciting prospect, especially for paleontologists, because it would greatly enhance the understandings of swans in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, well, it gives us a much better idea of how the animals in New Zealand and Zealandia actually evolved. It gives us an idea of what animals were in New Zealand 20 million years ago, but it also gives us a strong understanding of how extinction has shaped the animals that were in New Zealand just prior to human arrival. It clearly shows us that animals like the crocodile and this giant swan and some of these bats probably became extinct about 5 million years ago at the onset of the glaciations, and that gives us an understanding of how important climate change has been in forming the fauna that we have in New Zealand today. Climate change is an incredibly important in our understanding of what's happening to the planet right at the moment, but it's also important to understand that climate change has actually driven extinction in the past, and an understanding of what types of animals have become extinct will enable us to fully understand what might happen to the Earth in the next 50 years with rampant climate change happening today.
Is this another example of how we can better understand climate change?
Paleontology, although it isn't looking at past, is really telling us a story, just as much of a story about our future as well. The understanding of how vulnerable past faunas have been to extinction gives us a strong indication of how vulnerable the current animals in New Zealand and around the world will be to extinction, and how rapidly extinction can occur. For example, you know, New Zealand's Zealandia was a very stable place for the last 60 million years, right up until 5 million years ago at the onset of the glaciations. And it was only then that a very large number of animals became extinct worldwide, a large number of birds and other animals. And that was particularly a particular issue in New Zealand because of the small landmass and because of the fact that the glaciations were so significant. And once again, with climate change, extinction is going to be a major issue in New Zealand because of the small landmass, because animals can't migrate north or south as places become warmer, and that's, you know, because there's simply nowhere to go, and that's going to mean that New Zealand has a much more significant extinction due to climate change.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on the matter?
The really important thing is that we continue this work, that we've been given some funding from the Marsden Fund of the Royal Society of New Zealand, but it's really important to understand that to really fully understand the effects of climate change or what they might be, it's important both to be funding mitigation measures that might reduce climate change, but also to be funding work such as paleontology that may give us a better understanding of how climate change is going to affect our current fauna and flora.
That was Paul Schofield, a senior curator of natural history and adjunct professor in paleontology in the geology department at the University of Canterbury, speaking about the ancient waterfowl that was recently found at St. Bathans in central Otago.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.